What a game! What a game! What a first of all, I want to congratulate the crowd, our student section, the Tar Pit. I mean, that was an unbelievable atmosphere. They did just a tremendous job throughout the entire game, and our guys fed off of that the entire game. And we needed every single person that was in those stands. And as much yelling as they did, I know they're wore out, just like our guys are wore out. So I really appreciate the effort they gave tonight with that atmosphere. So that being said, you know, we got to win. That's about all I can say. We'll learn a lot of things from this game. We made enough mistakes to lose the game, but we made enough plays to win a game, and that's all it boiled down to. Is our guys made the plays when we had to make the plays. And so I give our team credit for their, you know, how they persevered throughout the entire game. They were positive. We had great energy on that sideline. I mean, there were a lot of guys that were frustrated, but they fought and fought until they got it done.
The Pennsylvania guys give up 500 yards,
but we won the game.
We
didn't play good defense. I mean, we didn't play good defense. We didn't play good on offense. And we were just very, very average in our special teams. But defense created three takeaways, and they scored on one of them, was a 100-yard return, and then they took one down to the 15-yard line. So, I mean, that was the difference in the game, is the turnovers. And they created those turnovers. And that's 9 turnovers in 2 weeks. That's not bad. I thought he really did a nice job. He really did. He made plays again when he had to make plays. There was a couple of throws he let him get high on him, but he made some nice throws. I mean, that throw to Matt Collins, I mean, he put it out there, people saw that Matt can really run, so he won't be a secret anymore. But I was proud of the way Marquise played throughout the game.
On the scoring drive in the third quarter, on the 5 first downs, you guys ran the ball each time. How much did that help Marquise get into a groove and just the unit as a whole?
Well, it's critical. I mean, anytime we can run the football, we're going to be a better football team, And we were not having success in that first half running the football. And then, we really didn't make any adjustments, just talked about what we wanted to do with them in the second half. It was a struggle for the offensive line throughout the entire night. I mean, it was tough. And then Landon goes down and you put a true freshman in. And, it made it rougher. But they did enough to get the job done.
How much concern is there just about Landon? No, you don't.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know right now. I don't have any idea because I haven't talked to anybody. So, he was walking around and he was in there leading the song afterwards. So, I imagine he'll be okay.
How good was it to have Brian Walker?
It was good. Yeah, he made plays for us tonight. I mean, he had how many picks he had?
Two
picks. Took one for 100 yards. I mean, that's an amazing night. It was really an amazing night for him, and he did a great job. Proud of him.
But we're concerned about the defense tonight. A lot of missed tackles on the first hits.
Yeah, missed tackles. We didn't stop the run. I mean, there were too many opportunities where we didn't stop the run, and the guy made the first guy miss, or he broke the tackle on the first guy. So. Yeah, that concerns you. Always does. And so, we'll have to go back to the fundamentals this week. And when I say that, that does not mean that we have not been practicing fundamentals. That just means we've got to go back and really work hard on the fundamentals.
Any concerns with Marquise leading the team in rushing? I mean, is that?
Oh, yeah, that's always a concern for me. Our quarterback doesn't need to lead our team in rushing, we found a situation with the draw that was a good thing for us out of that formation, and he made some nice plays out of it, And so it was hard for for Seth not to go back to that, when it was good for us. And Marquise, I mean, that's how he picked up a few critical, third downs.
Last week you guys played your best after getting down midway through the third, kind of same thing tonight. Is that kind of concerning for you that it takes that to get?
That's not concerning for me. I think that's a great thing. I mean, that we played our best ball when we were down. I'm going to tell you, I would much rather have it that way than the other way, that you don't play your best ball when you're down. Because that situation, we're going to be in that situation. There's going to be some times where we're in that situation, and I know how this team's going to respond. We'll get better on the front end. We will. We'll get better. We've got a lot of work to do, but we're going to get better. We just, we're not where we want to be right now, but we're 2-0, and that's the biggest thing right now. We're going into an open week. we can get some guys healed up, and we can continue to get better in all three phases, because we haven't anywhere gotten close to our potential.
How much difference do you think it makes being 2-0 going to the bye week instead of 1-1?
All the difference in the world. You know, I wouldn't trade it for anything.
The offense took a while to get, I think, 2.5 quarters before they scored their first points. What was the biggest issues there, do you think?
Well, the problems, I mean, we had problems everywhere. I mean, one was just, again, trying to figure out what they were doing front-wise. That was difficult for our offensive line. You know, when we got some tempo going and we got a rhythm going, we became a good football team. And I'll say we became a better offensive unit at that time. But we still have a ways to go.
Was the San Diego State defense as chaotic as advertised and as chaotic as you guys have talked about last week?
Very much. Very much. I mean, you know, and then when you lose the most experienced lineman you got and you put a true freshman in there, I mean, if you could look in their eyes over there on the sideline, I mean, it was scary. It really was. It was scary.
You guys took some penalties at some really inopportune times again. Could you talk about how kind of where the frustration is with that and how you guys could go about remedying that?
Yeah, we continue to do the things that we've been doing. I mean, we were better tonight than we were in the first game, you know. But, yeah, we roughed the punter at a critical time that resulted in points, and then we had a personal foul when we had stopped them on third down, and they also go in and score after that. So, you know, we got to get them cleaned up. We'll get those cleaned up, and when we do, it we're a better team.
Coach, on the pick at the end, how are you setting your defense up to play that end of the game situation?
They were in man coverage there at the end. I mean, we felt like we had to stop the run. They still, you know, they had two timeouts. I mean, so the clock was not a problem for them. We thought, we figured they were going to run the football. And so we were in man coverage, and those guys had to play, you know, and Tim made a great play.
What can you say about the kicking situation going forward?
As far as what situation? Well, I would say right now that Weiler will take the field goals as of right now, unless something changes.
How big of an issue was not having Otis?
I mean, it hurt. You know, he's our starter there, so it hurt. But I'll tell you what, if you watched him, you watched T.J. Thorpe tonight, you watch those guys on the sideline, I mean, they sweat through everything they had. They were energetic and pumped up on that sideline, so they were doing everything they could possibly do to help their teammates, and I'm really proud of the way they responded and what they did throughout the game.
The offense seemed to have a lot more confidence coming out in the second half than it did in the first half. Can you talk about what type of adjustments you made to kind of maybe get things to go the way you want them to?
We just narrowed things down in the running game as far as what we were going to run. We went more to zone schemes than any kind of man scheme blocking. And then just told them to not really worry about the front so much, just come off the ball, you know, and we'll be okay. And they did a better job of that in the second half. And, you know, so you start picking up a few yards in the running game, and everybody, their confidence builds. You get a better tempo going. Therefore, the other team starts getting tired, and they're sucking air. And you know, it was big for us.
Coach, how big is the maturation of a Mac Holland thing?
That's been big. That's two touchdowns in 2 weeks, you know, and the guy can make plays for us all the time, you know, and he's really come on. He played, you know, and he's splitting time with Bug over there, but he also works over on the right side with Quinshad. So, you know, he's another guy that can, the thing about it is he understands everything, so he can play both positions. So we can put him in a lot of different places to help us out. And so that's been big. I mean, Mac's going to help us all year. You know, I said going into the season that he would be a big factor for us offensively, and he has.
Last one.